Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and to celebrate our beginning of our third year of Pray Every Day and the finishing of 2 years, I'm reading these scriptures and praying for you from the nation of Israel. Is that not crazy or what? So yes, I am recording this in Galilee right now, and the scripture today is Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, and this is what it says. This will finish out chapter 6, and this is in the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, this is in a world riddled with anxiety, this is a beautiful message. Forgive us for being anxious. Forgive us for worrying about what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what we're going to put on our bodies, what we're going to wear. Lord, all of this stuff is temporal. It's not going to last. And so, Lord, I know when I'm anxious about these things, I can concentrate on them far more than I concentrate on your goodness. And so, Lord, help us to shift our allegiance from our anxieties toward you. You are the provider of our lives. You give us breath. Without you, we can do nothing. And in you, we live and we move and we have our being. And so we acknowledge that you are the source of our life. You are the source of our happiness. You are the source of our provision. You are the source of our salvation. You are the source of the grace that we need, which is the oxygen of the kingdom. And so we thank you for all of that. Forgive us for being anxious. Forgive us for worrying too much. And maybe it's not that we worry for ourselves, but we worry for other people because we figure they're not worrying enough, so we worry for them. And so, Lord, forgive us for that. Maybe we're worrying about people, our children, our parents, our aunts, our uncles, our friends, and we're bound up by that worry. It weighs us down and it causes us not to have joy. Lord, would you deliver us from that? Right now, would you deliver us from this need to have everything perfect in order not to be anxious? Lord, it's true that this world, we will have tribulation, but you said, take heart, I have overcome the world. And so we place our worries, our cares, our frights, our fears in your hands right now. And we take our hands off it. Lord, forgive us for being control freaks, for trying to control everything in our lives. Instead, we relinquish control and we give it to you. We trust you for what is next. We trust you for provision. We trust you for what we need in the moment. And Lord, we trust you even when we think we need to figure it out before we take a step. That's not what faith is. Faith is taking a step when we don't really know and we don't really understand everything. Lord, if we understood everything before we took the step, then it would not be faith. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of faith, to trust you when we cannot see the provision, when we cannot see the answered prayer, when we cannot see the thing that we're asking for. Help us still to trust you and take the next step. I pray all these things in your beautiful, powerful, amazing, lovely name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's a couple different levels that you can support the podcast on. If you are a patron of the Pray Every Day show, I just want to acknowledge you and give you a hand clap if I could. It's hard to do like on audio, but thank you so much for supporting the podcast. This really is a blessing, and it helps pay for all the engineering and all the extra things that go on behind the scenes that you can't see. And so thanks for doing that. I appreciate you, and I am signing off from Israel. Shalom, friends.